This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back to Midday Mobile and time for a checkup. And great to welcome VP of Administrative Services for AltaPoint Health, Steve Dolan, joining us. Good to see you.
Nice to be here, Sean. Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, and I want to talk about something new here, a significant development in the mental health care world. Alabama, our state, designated as a demonstration state for certified community behavioral health clinics. Seems like a big word. It's got its own acronym. What is that?
The acronym, the acronym is CCBHC, and it's a specially designated mental health clinic that provides a comprehensive array of mental health and substance use services. The concept is based upon whole person care. It is equipped with and comes with an enhanced rate that was part of the application. So we had to do a cost report for all the outpatient facilities that we had. And the funding comes through CMS, through the Medicaid agency.
So educate me, because this is holistic or the full patient. How is that different? How is it done elsewhere?
Currently the system that we're under right now for outpatient services is a fee-for-service system. And okay. It may sound cliche, there's not enough funding for mental health, and this is why. Under this model, the history of this thing came about with some research that was done by the National Institute of Health on the chronically mentally ill and the care that they deliver or receive. And those studies found that, those patients die 25 years sooner than the average person. And so in 2014, bipartisan legislation was passed protecting access to the Medicare Act. And as part of that, they created an area for the creation of the CCBHC. And then in 2017, the first 8 states of a demonstration came out, and they've been operating that way for up until now. In 2023, the SAMHSA, which is Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, provided some grants to states. 15 states were awarded. Alabama was one of them.
Okay.
And the purpose is to plan for this transformative nature of this new mental health system that was going to be formed. And so for the last year and a half, we've been working with the State Department, along with a lot of consultants, to go through that, because there's a lot to it, a lot of infrastructure, a lot of technology that has to be used. A lot of different requirements, guidance that comes down from the Fed. And it's in preparation for applying for the demonstration grant side of it. And then so the Alabama Department of Mental Health worked towards that, submitted the application. Of course, this month we were awarded 1 of 10 out of 23 states that had applied. So it's really a new day for mental health in the state of Alabama and very much needed.
And tell me about that, because outcomes, right? Because you talk about the 25 years sooner dying for these patients in the past. Is there a measurable outcome? Like with this new system, we have these benefits?
Yes. That was the reason for the legislation and the formation of this thing, was to try to bend that curve.
Okay.
So not only do we provide mental health and substance use services, but we provide a lot of wraparound services as well.
Okay, a wraparound service?
A wraparound service would be, we would follow Sean.
Okay.
You go to your mental health visit. We follow you. We test you and screen you for primary care. So do you have diabetes? Do you have hypertension?
Okay.
Any of those things. We're going to make sure that we provide you a care manager or a care coordinator to follow you, not only to make sure that you go to your mental health visits, but that you follow through and go to your diabetes appointment, that your cardiologist, et cetera.
So, yeah, Steve, so instead of these being separate, like here's this, physical, I'm going to the diabetes doctor, and then I have another appointment. They're all under one umbrella. Right.
Well, the coordination is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the care coordination is. We won't provide all those services.
You're making sure that the—
Right. If you don't have that resource, we're going to make sure you get that resource, and we're going to follow through to make sure you made it to the appointment. Even the medications that you get prescribed, we're going to make sure you pick them up. And okay. so you can see the nature.
Because you hear stories, people that don't, they don't pick up.
You can see the nature of this. And we're really trying to bend that 25 years back to where these people have a normal life. And in the long run, this actually will save the state, even though we're getting an enhanced rate to hire additional people and offer all these other services. It will actually save the state in the long run because these individuals kind of use the EDs, ERs, hospital mm-hmm. systems as their primary care physician. You know, a staggering statistic is those that have chronic mental illness, 40% of them don't even go to a primary care physician. So you can imagine if you never go to that mm-hmm. doctor, you know, you're going to die sooner for sure.
Yeah. And then when you go into one that you walk into an ER, you're at a point where right. it costs so much because you didn't do the preventative.
You didn't do the preventive, and that's what we're all about.
So with the Ultra Point, I mean, is this going to be just with y'all or other providers in the area? How's
Well, this was this is the Department of Mental Health, and it's a community mental health center initiative.
Okay.
There's 19 community mental health centers in the state of Alabama. There's only two in year one. So when they wrote this demonstration application, Alabama did, they tiered it up. So the first year, there's two mental health centers okay. that are going to be part of it. Second year, there's going to be three. Third year, there's going to be four. And so it kind of is going to go that way. But Alta Point is one, and we serve three counties down here in the south, Mobile, Baldwin, and Washington County. And then we have four in the north, just above Montgomery. It's Clay, Coosa, Randolph, and Talladega counties. All of those will be under the auspice of this this model. And then there's another community mental health center in the Huntsville area called Wellstone that's also a part of it, year one.
Now, you talked also about the growth here, right? So is that growth in the actual, like, physical body? Tell me, are you hiring more people or?
Oh, yeah. We will hire way more people. The array of services that we're going to provide, you know, we're going to have 24/7 crisis service. We're going to provide you with a care coordinator. Sean, last year we served close to 40,000 people.
Wow.
In seven counties. And if you think about it, everybody that walks through our door is going to get a care coordinator. So you can imagine
the
explosive nature of the staff that we're going to have. But it'll cross all planes. It'll be primary care. It'll be mental health. It'll be substance use. It'll be administrative. We are going to hire
because there could be somebody coming in. Yeah, because you're saying that because there could be somebody coming to work for you that's not by trade a mental health professional. They're an administrative person or
correct
those kind of jobs as
correct.
Well.
Oh yeah. You know, a lot of people came to work for us, and we've got a great culture. Mm-hmm. You know, Turk Schlesinger's been there 25 years. It's just a great place to work. Everybody cares about each other. But people leave because we don't have a comparable wage that we can give people to compete for what they can get somewhere else. This is going to put us on the same playing field for that.
This is good. Let's talk about money here as we close out. I know it's not polite, but you opened it with it. Are we funding mental health care where we need to be with this, something like this? Is this
in the outpatient arena? We are.
It is.
Okay.
Like, so
this
from a pro,
is going
I'm talking to you,
a,
Steve. This
a
is
a game changer for us.
Okay.
It will be a game changer, transformative for the mental health system in the state of Alabama. Where we're not funded is in the primary, is not in the primary, but it's in the inpatient side of the house. You know, Alta Point has two hospitals. We have a children's hospital and an adult hospital. Hospitals are excluded from this initiative. And so, you know, 95% of the patients that we take in over at our East Point Hospital, which is our adult side, come through the probate court. And if they're not coming from probate court, they're coming from the jail. There is zero funding for that. And so we were hoping for the gaming legislation to mm-hmm. pass because we had been talking with the legislators at the state, and there were appropriations that were going to be made to help fund that because it's not only an Alta Point issue. It's all these med-surg hospitals that have psych beds available, and these people get stuck there because the Department of Mental Health can't take them on, either through Bryce or there's no place in the community to take them. So they have to eat that cost. The funds were going to offset that. So the gaming bill didn't pass, but we're going to continue to move forward with that. And hit our legislators up to see if we can't find some funding for it.
Remember, y'all, when I tell you what happens in Montgomery is important and all parts of it, it truly is.
That's right.
Well, best of luck with this, Steve, and we'll check back soon to see how the update is.
Okay, I appreciate it, Sean. Thank you.
VP of Administrative Services at Alta Point Health, Steve Dolan, our guest right here on Time for a Checkup.